It is day 21 of the partial federal government shutdown, and there is no compromise in sight. President Trump still wants $5.7 billion for a border wall. Democrats refuse to fund it at all. Caught in the middle, hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are not getting a paycheck today because Congress and the president can't find a way to reopen the government. So far, most Republicans in Congress are sticking by the president, including our next guest, Congressman Gary Palmer of Alabama. He chairs the Policy Committee for House Republicans. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on, Rachel.
Both sides have to give in any kind of compromise deal. You're a Republican, so I'm going to ask you about your party and where you see that give. Where should the Republicans and the president be willing to compromise to end the shutdown?
Well, I think you might could compromise on the amount of money that's needed, although I think the $5.7 billion is at least that much is needed. And it's not just – I think there's some misunderstanding out there about what we're trying to do. It's not just it's not about a wall. It's about border security. Part of it includes fencing, however, whatever the form that might be. But almost a billion of it is for humanitarian aid. It's to provide more beds. It's to provide more medical care and relief for those folks who are trying to get across the border that need our help. And I don't think that message gets out very well. And that's on us, I think, that we're not communicating as well about what all we're trying to do with the funding.
The president has said that if he can't get Congress and Democrats to give him that $5.7 billion, that he will declare a national emergency to end what is really a political battle. Do you think that's a good idea?
Well, I think what's going on at the border is an emergency, and we've been talking about this. Democrats have talked about it, that it was a humanitarian disaster. This has been ongoing for really ever since I've been in Congress, when all those children start showing up. That was happening during the Obama administration. I do think it has devolved into a political battle, and I realize I'm a Republican. It's going to sound partisan. But when you sit down in a room to try to talk through things and try to resolve a problem, you have to have both sides willing to engage in that discussion. And that's not happening with the other side of the aisle. And I can tell you, Rachel, that there are people on the other side of the aisle that want to see this resolved because they realize that people are suffering.
I mean, it's been Democrats and Republicans have agreed that something needs to be done at the border. I think where the problem lies is in the fact that people aren't dealing with the same facts, right? You hear Sarah Sanders talk about thousands of people who are connected to terrorism coming across that southern border. And that's just not true. I mean, data from Customs and Border Protection proves otherwise, that the number is closer to between 6 and 12.
Well, it doesn't matter what the number is in the sense. What we know is that there were at least 3,000 people whose travel patterns warranted special attention. And those were all at the southern border. But when you talk about it's only 6 or 12 that came across the southern border, it's only 19 that took down the World Trade Towers. I mean, I don't think we ought to get caught up in how many. If only one carried out an attack that killed hundreds or thousands of people, that's one too many, and it's you get lost in those things. I think what we've got to talk about is go back and look what we did in 2006 with the Secure Fence Act. We authorized funding for a little over 700 miles. We built about 600 and something miles of that, particularly in Yuma and Tucson. Border crossings, illegal crossings, are down 95% in Yuma. It works. Going back to what I'm saying, it's not just about fencing. It's also about the humanitarian aid. It's about more Border Patrol agents. It's about more technology being used, and particularly for interdicting drugs.
Right, but even the Department of Homeland Security says just over 400,000 people illegally entered the U.S. in 2018. That is down from 1.6 million in the year 2000. So you talk about being
it's up from four of the last 5 years. Again, when you get into numbers, your baseline is 2000. But when you say that, illegal border crossings are up, they are up from four of the last 5 years.
Congressman Gary Palmer, a Republican of Alabama, we appreciate your time this morning, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Rachel.
All right, NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis was listening into that conversation, and she joins me now. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Rachel.
What did you hear in that conversation?
You know, one thing that's so complicated about this debate is that lawmakers in the two parties seem to be operating off of a different set of facts and figures to back up their arguments. There's certainly some dispute over who is crossing the border illegally, whether they're coming here illegally or whether they're seeking asylum, which is something that Democrats will often point to, which is legal to do at the border. And also some confusion about the money. He did talk about the $5.7 billion. We should clarify a point that the president is asking for $5.7 billion strictly for the wall. That money goes to nothing else, but they have increased their ask in recent days for another $1 billion that would address things like detention beds, more immigration judges, and more Border Patrol agents.
All right. So thank you for that clarification. And it is interesting, though, how Republicans are trying to frame this now as a humanitarian crisis, quote unquote. That is a different kind of messaging than we've seen.
And it may be tough. You know, the president won his presidency, or he believes he did, on this tough immigration message. I'm not sure people were shouting build the wall at his campaign rallies because they saw it as a humanitarian message.
NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Thanks, Sue.
You're welcome.